弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace, brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们又再见面了。
Thank God that we meet again。
感谢主带领孩子来到你们当中来传讲他的话语。
Thank God for giving me this opportunity to preach to you。
我们再次祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you。
感谢你能够赐给我们有今天这样的机会来崇拜、来敬拜你。
Thank you for today's opportunity to worship you。
求神打开我们的心。
Open our heart, Lord,
来领受你的话语
to receive your word,
求神恩膏你的仆人
anoint the speaker, Lord,
来传讲你的话语
to proclaim your word,
教我们讲的听的都荣耀你的名字
so that those who, the person who speak and those that listen will be glorifying your name,
都得到你的造就
and be edified by you.
把以下时间恭敬仰望在主的恩手当中。
Again, we commit this time unto your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 刚才我们唱了几首诗歌都是很美的诗歌。
The hymns that we have just sung, not long ago, they are beautiful hymns.
好，诗歌里面都是谈到恩典。
They talk about, grace.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
我们今天教会里面也常常讲神的恩典。
And in church, we also always talk about grace.
但是我不知道，当我们提到神的恩典的时候，你第一件事情或者第一样东西在你脑海里面是什么东西？
I wonder what comes to your mind first when you hear the word grace.
我相信每一个人想到恩典的时候，可能都有不同的情景或者不同的东西浮现在他脑海当中。
I'm quite sure different people have different picture about grace.
我的儿子啊，如果是讲恩典的时候啊，当然是讲到啊，爸爸买玩具啊。
My son, for example, if I mention grace, he would think about toys that he will get from father.
或者当他做错事情的时候啊，他的想到恩典就是我不惩罚他，就放他一马。
Our grace to him is that when he does something wrong, he will be forgiven.
我相信当中我们弟兄姊妹有一些可能想要恩典的时候，可能是逃过一场灾难。
And some of us might think of grace as escaping or avoiding a very terrible accident.
或者说有一些人想到恩典就是当我升职的时候。
Or probably receiving promotion or raise.
或者是甚至是逃过这个所谓最近我们看到很多大公司在裁员
Or even lay off probably.
所以什么都好，但是我们要想一个问题，就是你所相信神的恩典到底是怎么样的恩典？
What do you think about God's grace? What is God's grace?
在这段经文里面，我相信可以让我们学习到有关于神的恩典三大方面。
In the scripture we have just read, we can look at grace from three perspectives.
第一，我称它为主动的恩典。
Number one, I call it initiative grace.
我们首先要来看这段经文的第一到第九节。
Let's now go back to verses 1 to 9.
你看到这边是一大群这个所谓这个瘸腿的瞎眼的行动不方便的这些所谓病人来到这个毕士大的池。
Here's a picture of the lame, the blind, and the paralyzed laying around the Bethesda, pool of Bethesda.
那这个是什么样的地方
？What kind of place is this Bethesda？
这里叫做羊门。
This is called Sheep Gate.
当然是跟羊有关系的嘛。
So it has something to do with sheep.
在古代犹太人的这个所谓羊门里边，这个要到圣殿里面，他们都要，如果你读旧约的话，就是他们必须要把羊带到圣所去给祭司去献祭。
In the old time, when the Jewish people went to the temple, they would bring sheep to make offering.
Yeah. 所以当他们还没有这个所谓献祭之前他们需要把羊洗干净。
They need to clean the sheep before the offering.
所以这个为什么叫羊门
That's why it's called Sheep's Gate. The sheep has to go through that gate.
当然这里有个池子叫毕士大。
And there's a pool there called Bethesda.
毕士达在亚兰文里面、啊、就是学者认为就是这是一个有关于神的怜悯神的慈爱的一个意思。
In Aramaic, the meaning tends to house of the divine mercy.
所以在这边我们看到有一群这些所谓残疾人士、啊、
So here we see a bunch of invalids、
嗯、来到这边来得医治。
They come hopefully to receive healing.
那当然我们看到这些人是所谓可能处于迷信的关系、哦、相信能够来到这个池洗一下他们 的病就得痊愈了。
It's probably a superstition that they can be healed by just dipping into the pool.
所以这些人可能都相信洗一洗就得医治了。
They believe that if you take a bath in the pool, you will be healed.
那正统的犹太教其实是不相信这个东西的。
The traditional Jewish religion belief, of course, is not
does not really believe this. The official, the Orthodox religion or Jewish religion. Yeah. 然后这个人，我们看到这段经文里面、哦、已经病了38年。
And you see this man who has been ill for who has been sick for 38 years.
哇，你想想看，一个病了38年的人是那么的怎么说呢？好像是没有希望了啊。
It is hopeless for this person.
啊，但是他相信能够来到这个池洗一下的时候，哦、啊，他就可以得医治了。
However, he still believes that if he dip into the pool, he will be healed.
那你看到这个地方的时候，这个是一个怎么的地方？这个是一个很多残疾人士来的地方。
So this place is filled with invalids.
啊，这个地方是所谓这种地势的这种所谓啊弱势的群组来到的地方。
It's a place for the underprivileged.
啊，但是，然后你要知道，这个地方通常是这种所谓比较生活比较高级的啊，就比较贵族啊之类的都不会来这个地方。
Then, and the higher class people, they usually avoid that place.
但是你看到耶稣基督就在这时候出现在他们当中。
However, you see that Jesus appeared among them.
耶稣是主动的把怜悯的恩典来到这一群人当中。
Jesus initiated the presence of his grace among these people.
但是这里没有人认识他。
But nobody in that group recognized Jesus.
没有人伸出双手来迎接他。
Nobody welcomed him unto themselves.
这里有几个字眼哦，可以反映出我们今天的光景也是如此。
There are few words that can reflect also our spiritual conditions.
我们的光景跟他们也是很相似，就是很无能。
Our spiritual conditions are very similar to those invalids.
第一，我们看到这些人当中有瞎眼的。
First of all, we see that among those invalids, there are the blinds.
我们也是如此，我们今天也是蛮瞎眼的，因为我们不能看到上帝的启示的真理。
Similarly, spiritually, we are also blind because we cannot see the truth of God.
其实在读回前面第三章的时候，耶稣曾经讲过一句话，在3:3说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见上帝的国。
Actually, if we go back to an earlier chapter, chapter 3, verse 3, it says that no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
然后他也告诉这些法利赛人，因为他们以为自己有见识，懂这个律法比较多，就以为看得比较清楚，懂上帝的旨意比较清楚，但是耶稣责备他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
And those religious leaders, they thought that they could see. They thought that they are spiritually well. However, they are actually spiritually blind. And Jesus told them that if youcan see, you will be senseless, however you are blind.
同样的，当中也有瘸腿的，对吗？
And among those invalids, there are the lame.
所以瘸腿的都是不能够啊来到这个必所谓这个就好像这个瘸腿的人不能够来到这个必施池的当中，很困难。
And the paralyzed or the lame, they cannot move in a timely manner and jump into the pool when the water is stirred.
所以这些人都是很无能的。
So they are really helpless.
就好像耶稣讲的，在约翰福音里面讲的第六章四十四节所说，若不是差我来的父信人，就没有人能够到我这里来的。
So these people are very helpless, just like Jesus described them. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
但是你看到在这个时候，耶稣基督一个主动的恩典就来到这个、哦、已经病瘫了38年的人。
But you see that Jesus initiated the contact and come to this invalid that has been moveless for 38 years.、
哦、所以耶稣就问他一句话，你要痊愈吗？
Jesus asked him, do you want to get well?
所以我们今天如果我们的救恩是所谓靠着我们去寻找神的话、哦、那是根本是没有希望。
Today, if we think that our salvation is relying on us looking for God, then it is hopeless.
我们深知道圣经教导我们，我们是全然败坏的。
The Bible teaches us that we are
depraved. 但是我们看到神是主动恩典来到我们的身上。
We see that God initiated the grace and come to be among us.
全然败坏也告诉我们，在属灵的事情上，我们根本是盲目的。
And complete depravity also tells us that in spiritual things we are completely blind.
我们不可能靠自己的能力去找到神的恩典。
We cannot through our own strengths seek God's grace.
或者靠自己的智慧去找寻找神的救恩。
Or through our own wisdom seek God's salvation.
所以每时每刻当神的救恩来到我们身上，都是神主动的恩典来到我们的身上。
So anytime the grace comes upon us, it is the grace that initiated by God Himself.
我听过有许多的见证、哦、告诉我，就是当有些不愉快、不如意的事情，甚至是一些悲剧发生在某某人的身上的时候，
I heard many testimonies about people that are undergoing sufferings.
很多时候，这个时刻也是神主动恩典来到这个人的身上。
And at that moment,God's grace come upon these people.
也是神的恩典干预这个人的一生。
And at that time, God's grace interfere the life of these people.
好让这个人再一次的来思想救恩生命生死的问题。
So that these people may again think about the questions of life and death.
不知道你有没有听过一个人叫做约翰班扬、John Bunyan.
You might have heard of this person, Paul Bunyan.
好，他写过一本书很出名，你们都知道，叫什么？心路历程，对吗？ Yeah, 心路的 Pilgrim Progress. Yeah,
Pilgrim's Progress, the writer of Pilgrim's Progress.
但是他曾经也写过一本另外一本小书、叫做《丰盛的恩典》。
He had actually written another book called Grace Abounding into the Chief of Sinners.
In the Chief of Sinners.
In the Chief of Sinners.
好，这本书是他所谓这种什么熟灵的这个所谓他自己的自传。
This is his spiritual autobiography.
特别是在他在十二年受这个所谓宗教逼迫在监牢里面十二年写的一本小书。
And this was written when he was imprisoned for 12 years.
而这本书里面他告诉了就是他描述自己怎么信主、怎么被呼召、怎么去服侍神。
It describes how he come to the Lord and give his life to serve God.
那如果你看这本书的时候，你就会 知道这个约翰班扬这个清教徒，我刚才没有讲清楚，是这个17世纪的清教徒 John Bunyan、哦、在他年少的时候是非常的放荡的。
And Paul Bunyan actually is a very free spirit person during his youth.
然后他是怎么说呢？就是常常口出这个谓言啊、就是常常讲出口的意思。
He what is it?
Speak foul language. Yeah. 然后这一个班扬啊、他也是一个怎么说？对信仰不冷不热的人。
And he's not really too care about religion.
但是在他小书里面他曾经就是描述了，他说上帝的恩典三番四次的来到他的身上。
But in this book he wrote about how God's grace come upon him again and again.
比如说有一次他当兵的时候，
For example at one time he was drafted.
本来他要被召到一个地方战场去打仗的那一天，
He was about to be sent to the front line.
但是他有一个就是战友 来到他的面前说，哎，你今天不要去，我去就好了。
But a friend of him came and said, you don't have to go, I would go for you, I'll go for you.
结果那一天他们输得很惨。
And that day, they lost the battle.
结果他的这个战友、就死在战场上。
And this friend of his, died in the battle.
他深深感觉到是上帝在保守他。
So,He really feel that God is protecting him.
他深深感觉到是神给他机会，存留他生命。
And God preserved his life so that he have another chance.
但是一直都没有改变。
But he did not change his spiritual.
他甚至讲过，就是描述过，有一次他搬到一个这个很好、很属灵的基督徒邻居。
He even described a very devout neighbor.
但是都没有改变他。
But it did not change him.
但是上帝却用了某一些人来改变他。
However, God did use other people to change him.
在他的人生过程当中，他就遇见了四个很贫穷的女人。
At one time in his life, he met four poor women.
这四个女人其实当时候在这个谈论这个重生悔改的经历。
And these four women were talking about discussing among themselves their experience of being born again.
然后他们讲到上帝话语怎么样激励他们改变他们的生命。
And they discussed how God's word encouraged them and changed their life.
然后在他回家的路程、圣灵就感动他，他觉得深受感动、听到这四个人、四个女人的这个谈他们重生悔改的经历。
And on his way home, he kept thinking about what these women were talking about.
所以他就继续的来到这群贫穷的、这些人的当中，来听他们谈论福音的事情。
So they went, he went back again and again to listen to them.
到最后他就真正的悔改了。
And finally, he came to the Lord.
所以他最后时候在本书里面他讲了一句话，他说我从此以后就用一个崭新的眼光来读圣经。
So at the end of that book, he made a remark saying that I began to read the Bible through new eyes.
甚至我向神呼叫说
And to cry out to God,
求他能够指引我
，asking him to show me，
引导我进入他那天上丰盛荣耀的真理。
Show me the truth and the way to heaven and to glory。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是上帝主动的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is what is called initiative grace。
第二方面
，a second point。
第二方面，我称为叫做有主权救赎的恩典。
I call it sovereign redemptive grace.
为什么叫做有主权救赎的恩典？
Why do I call it sovereign redemptive grace?
那当然我在讲这个时候，这个不只是包括了所谓神拣选的恩典。
This of course is not simply the elective grace by God.
我所谈的这个有主权救赎的恩典、啊、大概有四方面。
I'll explain it in four points.
第一，有主权救赎恩典乃是说这恩典是属于神的。
First of all, by this I meant that the redemptive grace belonged to God alone.
是说是从神而来的。
It is from God.
不是从人而来的。
Not from man.
第二，这不可是 这所谓救有主权救赎恩典、啊、不是从、啊、人的传统方面来找到的。
Secondly, sovereign redemptive grace is not found in the so-called human tradition.
第三面方面，在这个约翰福音这边，我们看到耶稣基督乃是要告诉这些人，乃是要证明啊，要告诉这些人，他乃是神。
And thirdly, in the Gospel of John, we see that Jesus wants to demonstrate to the people that indeed he is God.
所以他一生当中所做的工作都是依照神的旨意去做的。
So all his life, he's doing God's will.
他施恩救赎的恩典也是依照上帝旨意去做的。
The salvation he offers is also coming out of God's will.
而且他所做的乃是上帝继续在做的东西。
And all the mission he has carried out is to work out his redemptive plan.
就是神救赎的工作。
The redemptive plan throughout history.
然后第四很重要的就是所有我们这些所谓在神的愿里面的百姓、哦、所要履行的责任都在神恩典之后。
And the last and most important point, all the obligations as the people of God's covenant is always preceded by God's grace.
好，所以我们来看这段经文来明白什么叫有救赎、就是有主权救赎恩典的时候，我们要思考、哦、就是这里谈到有关安息日的问题。
Now let's look at more carefully what do we mean by sovereign redemptive grace.
你知道有很多非信徒在谈到信仰宗教的时候、哦、甚至是误解了基督教信仰的本质。
You know, many non-Christian, when they talk about Christianity, it is described as some erroneous thinking.
Yeah.他们以为这个基督教的信仰也是要靠、啊、所谓积德积福去可以求取的。
They thought that to be saved in Christ, you also have to do something good.
那在当时候、啊、也是有这样的一个问题。
That's also this question.、
啊、我们知道安息日乃是神所设立的。
We know that Sabbath is established by God.
如果你看出埃及记二十章八节开始。
If you look at Exodus chapter 20 verse 8.
这里说当纪念安息日所为圣日。
Says here, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work.
但第七日是向耶和华你上帝当守的安息日。
But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God.
那结果你看到这个的所谓律法或者是原则，继续在旧约之后的、哦、有好几本书、哦、旧约的时代里头就沿用了这个遵守这个原则。
So if you look at all the other books in Old Testament, you'll see that these principles of observing Sabbath.Is being emphasized again and again.
其实在这边的所谓不可以当担子、啊、这个、律例、啊、也是从耶利米书第十七章里面可以看得到。
And in the scripture we have read about not picking up the bed, it is actually referred to in Jeremiah.
十七章二十一节这样说，耶和华如此说，你们要谨慎，不要在安息日担什么担子进入耶路撒冷的各门。也不要在安息日从家中担出担子，他们却不听从，不自而听，竟因着景象不听，不受教训。
And in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 21st to 22nd and 27th, it warned the Israelites of not listening to God's command and will be punished.
结果他们就是，如果你看这个 历代西亚的时候，你发觉以色列人很严重，为什么他们会被放逐70年？
And sure enough, if you read Second Chronicles, you'll see that they were banished for 70 years because of this sin.
Yeah, 因为他们没有遵守安息年安息日安息年七十年。
They did not observe the Sabbath, so that they were punished for 70 years.
但是来到这个第一世纪的巴勒斯坦这个背景里头的时候。
But now back to the first century Palestine culture.
这些有所谓犹太人的领袖律法专家
the teachers of the laws of the Jews.
他们却来到另外一个极端
They came to the other extreme.
把上帝的律法有关于守安息律法已经变成所谓加了很多所谓这个人的传统在里头。
They added a lot of human traditions onto this law about observing Sabbath.
其实他们本来的出发点跟动机都是好的。
Actually, their motives originally was good.
但是他们却怎么说呢？来到一个非常极端的地步。
But unfortunately, it came to a very extreme situation.
甚至你在保罗的书信里面看到，他们好像到一个极端已经以为这个行律法可以就可以得救了。
In Paul's epistles, you'll see that these people thought that by observing the laws, you can be saved.
好，比如说在出埃及记十六章，告诉我们说这个。在安息的时候，你们都要住在自己的地方不要出去不要有什么人要出去，就是旅游了，不要就不是要出外了，出外是出门
One example, it says that in Exodus chapter 16:29, the law said the man was not to travel on the Sabbath day.
但是这些的犹太人来到一个地步这些所谓的这个所谓文士或者是法利赛人，他们问一个问题，就是什么是出门，什么是旅途。
So these scribes or Pharisees, they ask a question, but what is traveling? What constitutes a journey?
所以他们经过查，就是去思考、开会、去深思的时候，他们说只要你不要走超过3000英尺就没有犯罪了。
So, much after much deliberation, they decided that, well, as long as you did not exceed roughly 1,000 yards, then you're okay.
Yeah. 甚至就刚才我们读的这段经文里面讲的这担子的问题也是如此。
And back to this man with the the accusation of carrying the bed.
他们会问什么是担子？
They will ask, what constitutes a burden?
所以他们在他们的经典里面有一个很有趣的例子，就比如说这个从楼上哪一条这个什么手破，对吗？下到楼下算不算犯了安息了？因为哪东西下来吗？
So they're asking, is that a sin if you carry a handkerchief from upstairs to downstairs?
他们的律法专家会告诉你是的。
The scribe would say, yes, it is a sin.
但是如果你从楼上的这个抽屉拿那手帕出来戴在颈项再走下去呢，就不算是了。
But if youwind the handkerchief around your neck and then walk downstairs, then it is not a sin.
所以他们会来到这么极端的地步。
It came to this extreme.
他们忘记这个安息日主要的目的是什么。
They forgot what is the main meaning of Sabbath.
他们忘记这个安息日的主是谁。
They forgot who is the Lord of Sabbath.
甚至说他们根本还没认识到这位安息日的主是谁。
They still did not recognize who is the Lord of Sabbath.
所以耶稣基督在这里就给了他们一个很奇妙甚至你没说很奇怪的回答，就是在第十七节刚才我们读的约翰福音五章这个十七节，他说什么？我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
So Jesus gave them an answer saying that in verse 17 we have just read, Jesus answered them, My Father is working until now and I'm working.
这句话是有点莫名其妙的。
It is kind of unlogical.
但是他们听出来是什么意思。
But the Pharisees knew what that meant.
这里其实的背景，整个旧约神学背景，乃是基于创世纪第二章里面讲到上帝创造的工作，还有他第七天就安息了。
The biblical background, of course, is the creation. God worked, created things for 6 days and then rest on the seventh day.
但是在整个诠释，圣经诠释的传统里面，他们也会问一个问题：如果上帝真的是第七天安息了，他不是，或者说，他安息之后，谁去，怎么说，谁去，维护这个世界呢？
So a question came out, if a God rested on the seventh day, then who is taking care of the moving of this universe?
如果上帝还在继续工作，来维护这个世界，来成为这个世界的 主人的时候，那他是否是所谓，怎么说呢，就破坏了这个，没有遵守这个他们自己所设立的安息的律法呢？
If GodIndeed, still look after this universe on the Sabbath day. Isn't he violating the Sabbath?
所以有一些你看到有些犹太人，古代犹太人，比如说是这个叫做腓罗的，他认为上帝并没有停止工作。
So there were some philosophers, including Philo, who thought that God never ceased to work.
所以我们相信上帝还在继续工作，这是无可否认的。
Of course, we believe that God continues to work. This is undeniable.
犹太人也相信这个事情。
Even the Jews believe that too.
所以耶稣基督在这里就好像是沿用了、应用了这个所谓一个逆反心的一个原则来告诉他们，这个东西也能够应用在我身上。所以他说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
So Jesus is saying that,Whatever we are discussing here can also apply to myself. So he said, my father is working until now, and I am working.
换句话说，
In other words,
上帝能够做的所做的，他也是现在在做。
Whatever God can do, he is still doing it.
换句话说，
In other words,
他在说，我就是神。
He is telling them, I am God.
这个是很奇妙的。
This is really wonderful.
但是耶稣的工作是什么？
But what is God, Jesus' work?
耶稣的工作不只是医治的工作。
It is not just healing.
我们知道耶稣工作也包括了这个所谓神救赎的工作。
But it also includes salvation.
所以耶稣在这里也是暗示了他的救赎的工作是合法的。
So he's implying thatHis work of salvation is lawful.
因为他是全部律法的主宰者。
Because he's the Lord of the laws.
他不只是所谓实施了神所要叫他所做的救赎工作。
Not only he's doing the work that God wants him to do.
因为你看到神的恩典是在这些所谓律法、律例的之前。
You see that the grace of God is before, precedes the laws and the scripts.
你记不记得在这个出埃及记的时候
？In Exodus,
我们所谓所最认识二十章的这个神颁布律法。
Chapter 20, God proclaimed His tenth commandment.
在这个律法之前，第一句话不是第一条就讲律法。
The firstLaw,
yeah, 而是神提醒他们我乃是你的救赎主，我乃是从埃及拯救你们出来，然后他才颁布那十诫。
Before he gave the tenth commandments, God proclaimed that he is the Lord of salvation for the Israelites.
所以很多时候，这个不只是犹太人，我们也是一样，我们。已经误解了神所给我们的所谓的律法。
Similarly, we also misunderstood the grace that God has given us.
因为我忘记这个律法背后的主是谁。
We often forget who is behind this laws.
因为我们没有认识到上帝的恩典是跟他的怜悯有关系。
we fail to recognize that God's grace has something to do with His mercy.
上帝的恩典是跟他的主权有关系的。
His grace has something to do and is connected to His sovereignty.
上帝的恩典和怜悯是超越人自己所设定的传统。
God's mercy and grace exceeds all our human traditions.
上帝的主权超越他自己为人所设定的律法。
Even God's sovereignty exceeds the laws that He had given to people.
然后更重要的是上帝与他子民的关系超越了为人所设定的规则。
And the relationship between Himself and us exceeds our imagination and regulations.
因为时间的关系，我们很快就要进到这个第三个方面，就是我称作为要需要负责任的恩典。
Finally, we come to the third point, accountable grace.
那要认识这个所谓什么叫做有要需要负责任恩典，我们需要认识到，首先是有关于罪跟审判的问题，跟罪跟惩罚的问题。
To understand what accountable grace is, we must know first what sin and judgment are all about.
在犹太人的传统里头
，in Jewish tradition，
或者在旧约的传统里头
，or in Old Testament tradition，
你会看到有一些犹太人甚至就有这种的联想，就是有时候我们所谓这个叫什么看到我们今生里面有一些不如意的事情一些悲剧发生，比如说身体不健康或者是一些不好的事情发生的时候，是往往跟罪有关系的。
They often think about sufferings or things that are not unfortunate things are the result of your sins.
所以你会看到约翰福音九章二节里头，门徒会问耶稣说：“他说，拉比，这个人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢，还是他父母呢？”
It's the basis of John 9:2, where his disciples, Jesus' disciples, asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
我们最熟悉的是想到约伯的故事，对吧？
And we can relate to the story of Job.
当约伯来到一个家，这个来到一个很悲惨的时候，家破人亡的时候。
When Job came to a utmost suffering situation.
他的三个朋友是以为他因为得罪了上帝，或者是犯了什么罪的缘故。
His three best friends told him that he was probably sinning against God.
那当然，从另外一方面，我们也看到，从这个旧约里头也好，新约里头也好，新约更清楚，就是看到往往我们在我们身上所发生一些不愉快的事情往往是跟罪没有关系的。
But in New Testament, we often see that sufferings doesn't always relate to sin.
就好像刚才这个门徒问耶稣，这个人瞎了眼到底是谁的错？是他自己还是父母？但是耶稣基督在第三节就结束下来，他回答：也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出上帝的作为来。
In John chapter 9 verse 3, Jesus replied to his disciples' question by saying, No, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the work of God might be displayed in him.
但是在这段经文里头，就是刚才我们今天的经文，约翰福音五章一到十七，甚至十八节里头，我们看到的乃是另外一个情景。
And we see another scenario in John chapter 5:1-17 we have just read.
我们看看这个人的这个人对神耶稣基督主动恩典的回应的时候，你看到这个人是怎么样的回应？
We see how this person responded to God's initiative grace.
我们要问一个问题，这个病了38年的人在耶稣基督施恩怜悯医治他的时候，他有没有从心里来尊崇上帝儿子耶稣基督呢？
We need to ask a question. When this person was healed from his 38 years illness, did he respond?
你要问一个问题，就是他有没有真的是凭信心去相信耶稣基督呢？
Did did he believe in Jesus by faith?
我们这段经文读到他唯一一个回应、啊、就是在五章十二节里面，他跑去告诉那些犹太人执政掌权的、啊、有关于耶稣基督的事情。
It seemed the only response from him was described in verse 12.
在整段经文里面，没有看到他有一个感恩的心。
Seems like he did not have a thankful heart in the whole 17 verses.
这个好像这个在路加福音讲到那十个长大麻风的哦的这个这些人没只有一个回来哦归荣耀给上帝。
It reminds us of the 10 lepers who were healed in the book of Luke. Only one came back to thank God.
这段经文里面也没有告诉我们有关于他的信心的问题。
And in this scripture that we have just read, did not tell us about this person's faith.
你只看到当这些犹太人执政掌权的问他谁医治了你，好像要做他的把柄的时候，责备他的时候，他却回答说，那时我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。所以他把这个问题归罪在耶稣基督的身上。
So the only response we actually saw was that when he was asked by the scribes who healed him, his response was that the man who healed me, that man said to me, take up your bed and walk.
甚至他来到一个地步，连耶稣的名字谁医治了他，他也不知道。
And to a point that he did not even know Jesus' name.
在第十五节，当他知道之后，他不是来感恩，他乃是跑到执政掌权去指控耶稣基督。
In verse 15, we see that once he found out the name of Jesus, he did not come to thank Jesus, but he went to the scribes and told them who that person was.
所以在这里，我们看到他没有对神有个真实的信心。
So we see that he did not really have a faith.
他也没有，这段经文也告诉我们，他没有从心里面来尊敬、来尊崇耶稣基督，尊崇这位神。
And he did not revere God from this verses with this man.
他也根本都不关心到底这个医治他、施恩怜悯医治他这位是谁。
And he did not even care who Jesus was.
然后最后你看到这段经文的重点很重要，就是上帝的恩典呢是有公义的恩典。
So the last point, the man's the God's grace is a grace that has judgment element to it.
因为当这个人不能够好好的回应，从心里面来回应神的恩典的时候，你看到事情是很严重的。
You see the severe consequence when this person did not respond to God's grace.
这里耶稣基督后来跟这个人说什么？
What did Jesus tell this person at the very end?
他说你已经痊愈了，第十四节。
In verse 14, Jesus said, you are well now.
然后告诉他不要再犯罪。
Sin no more.
恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
That nothing worse may happen to you.
那这个不要再犯罪，其实在从这个希腊文的文法里面可以翻作就是不要继续再犯罪了。
In Greek, this sin no more means that you should stop sinning.
不要再犯罪，所以他甚至这段经文暗示我们说，这个人瘸腿有可能是跟他的罪有关系的。
It might really imply that this person's illness has something to do with his sin.
然后耶稣告诉他，如果你继续抗拒神的恩典，继续藐视神的恩典，继续不从心里面遵从上帝是谁这个恩典恐怕你的遭遇就更加厉害了。
Jesus, in fact, was warning him if he continued on sinning, his situation will be even worse.
那这个恐怕你遭遇更加厉害，到底是指什么事情呢？
This so-called that nothing worse may happen to you, what does that mean?
如果你看第五章，继续看下去，上下文看下去，看到第二十二节， 到二十四节的时候、哦、你就会大概知道这个是什么东西的。
If we continue reading chapter 5 to verses 25 to 24, then we'll see.
这里说父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子，教人都尊敬子如同尊敬父一样，不尊敬子的就是不尊敬差子来的父。我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我的话又心差我来子就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
says here, the father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the son, that all may honor the son, just as they honor the father. Whoever does not honor the son, does not honor the father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life.
换句话说，
In other words,
当耶稣告诉他恐怕你遭遇更加厉害的时候，
When Jesus said, less nothing worse will happen to you,
他的意思其实说，如果你在抗拒神的恩典，不好好领受神的恩典，不好好的感恩神的恩典的话，
Essentially, he was telling this person, if he continued to refuse God's grace,
你将面对上帝永恒的审判。
You will face a God's eternal judgment.
所以这里指的是上帝永恒的这个审判。
This refers to God's eternal punishment.
其实你看一个跟怎么说呢，整本约翰福音的这个上下文的时候，你会看到这段经文更加清楚。我们翻到约翰福音第一章的时候，
If we look at John first, this point will be even clearer.Chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 10.
我们很熟悉这个约翰福音第一章讲到这个光、就是耶稣、
So in chapter 1, John talked about Jesus as light of the world.
第九节告诉我，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
In verse 9 it tells us, the true life, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
第十节，他在世界，世界也是借助他造的。
Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made through him.
但是约翰福音，使徒约翰告诉我们，世界却不认识他。
However, Apostle John told us, yet the world did not know him.
就好像这个瘸腿的人。
Just like this 38-year-old lame people.
就好像我们今天有许多活在这种盲目属灵光景当中的人，而不只是非信徒，甚至在教会里面。
And also much like us, believers and non-believers, that are blindly living our spiritual life.
第十一节告诉我们，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
First time it says,He comes unto this world, but his own people did not receive him.
就好像这位瘸腿人一点感恩的心都没有。
Just like this lame, he did not have any thankful heart at all.
反而把他这个所谓、要负责任的事情、归给耶稣基督。
And he even blamed his...
Blame Jesus Christ.
Blame Jesus for what he's done.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
恩典不是你要就要。
Grace is not something that you can have anytime.
恩典不是，就是我们当然知道恩典是上帝白白赐给我们的。
We know grace is given freely by God to us.
恩典不是，你要拿就拿，你不要拿你要拒绝就算了，就忘记了这回事。
Grace is not something that you take it when you wish to take it, or you decline it when you don't want it.
这段经文告诉我们，
This scripture tells us,
恩典赐给我们的时候，我们是需要有这个责任去回应它。
Tells us when grace comes upon us, we must respond.
Grace is not take it or leave it.
Grace is not take it or leave it.
Grace is take it or go to hell. 是这么严重。当然我们在传福音过程当中、不会这样跟别人这样讲。但是这个含义 在你头。
This is the true meaning of grace.
所以事实就是如此。
And that's the fact.
所以我们谈到恩典的时候，不只是哇，上帝给我很多的恩典哦，满怀高兴的。
So when we talk about grace, it's not like, oh, God give us a grace and we are really happy.
我们是需要负责任的。
But we must be held accountable.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你再次提醒我们。
Thank you for reminding us.
我们所相信这救赎恩典是怎么样的恩典？
What the grace actually is.
我们感谢你是你亲自主动了来寻找我们。
We thank you that it is your initiative to come look for us.
是你亲自主动的把这救赎恩典施恩临到我们。
Is your initiative to give us this grace and salvation.
我们也感谢你让我们透过约翰福音第五章认识到这个恩典乃是有主权救赎的恩典。
And we thank you that through the book of John chapter 5, we learn that grace is the sovereignty of God.
这恩典是从你而来的。
And it is from you, Lord.
我们一切所为所遵行的道乃是出于你的恩典。
And things that we're doing to obey your laws, they come from your grace.
每一天我们基督徒的生活能够做的不能够做的都是因为我们要做恩典的一个回应。
And things that we're doing and avoid doing should be the reflection or our response to your grace.
是因为主你救赎了我们，所以我们应该做什么，不应该做什么。
It is you who give us this salvation and grace so that we must obey your law.
因为你是一切律法的主宰者。
You are the Lord of laws.
神，我们也感谢你，因为我们看到这个恩典是一个需要负责任的恩典。
You let us know also that this grace, has accountability element to it.
恩典不是我们要就要，不要就算了，就走了。
It's not something that we take it or leave it.
我们知道，当我们抗拒、拒绝你所赐恩给我们救赎恩典的时候，
we know that if we refuse this grace,
我们要面对的后果是不堪设想，非常严重的。
We must face an unimaginable consequence.
我们要面对你的永恒的审判。
We will face the eternal judgment from you.
我们要面对那永恒的死亡。
We will face eternal death.
求神的话语再次激励我们。
May your word again encourage us.
让我们不做一个马马虎虎的基督徒。
That we may not be a sleeping Christian.
让我们能够忠心耿耿地跟随你。
May we be obedient and follow you truthfully.
成为神，你在我们把我们放在这个世界上的光和盐。
And so that we may be the light and the salt of this world.
求神祝福我们当中的弟兄姊妹跟神州教会。
Bless us, Lord, and this church, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.